Well, good morning.
Good morning.
I love this church. I love our pastor. And I love these people sitting in here. And the band. This is a family. Not just, young and fancy people. You know, all kinds of sorts of people. New, young, and old, and all that. So anyway, you hear what my husband's already explained it. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to tell my story. Oh, God is good. It's my dearest friend. Sit in the front row there. I see them. My heart just go out, and they are our example. And thank you. And thank you, young Jim, and Pastor Lisa. And wow, God is good. So I was born again 1972. So I don't know to tell about my life, my story. I don't know. But I've been praying about that in quite a few months to come here because I'm kind of scared to be here. Really. And I would like to tell you my life. When I'm married to Ted, I never speak English. I only speak French. And I went to school, the French school, and English only, reading and writing. For conversation, I don't know. Mind you not, don't listen to my English. Just listen what the Holy Spirit have to say. All right? Can we agree with that? I like your church because as you can pray, speaking in tongue, man, yes. That's my kind of church. If you don't have a tongue, you don't have a filled with the Holy Ghost, today is the day. You need a healing, that's God's going to healing you. The Lord is going to do the mighty things, and I tell you, God's going to fill this place with his anointing will break every yoke. Amen? So I'm going to make it short, but because my life, I'm a 74 years old, okay? Give me a break. All right. In 1982 of July 2nd, we went to Detroit. I'm sure Jim probably remember, four gospel businessmen. And it's a really powerful that time. We went there, and I just brand new Christian, you know, want to know the Bible, all of that, and I asked my husband, I'm going to have a deal with God. If God want to teach me to want to walk by your side, he have to teach me to read English, King James Bible, and NIV. This thick, the Bible, he gave it to me, parallel Bible. So I study and reading, eat it up 3 years at night. Until morning sometime, the Old Testament. I go Old Testament, New Testament, and study the Word of God. During that time, we went to the conference with the whole family. I was on the resting period to go down to see the kids swimming. So one lady is coming and talk to me. I don't know who she is. She was wearing beautiful white dress and with lace. She said, I want to give you the Word, but I don't even know where's it coming from? She said like this. I wrote it down as you can read, learn a bit bigger. So she said, I'm going to give you the Word. I said, what Word? He said, before I form you in the womb of your mother, I knew you. I said, okay. Before you were born, I set you apart. And I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. I was laughing. I was looking at my Bible. I turned around. She was gone. I said, well, what happened? What's going on? So I look around, run around in the pool, all of that. I couldn't find her. I believe it's an angel. It's the only thing I can understand why did she give me that Word. Because after through the year, I wrote it down in here, and I said, oh, I found it in Jeremiah. I said, wow, all of that, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you before you were born. I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. But I didn't go anywhere. I just be a housewife, house mother, and an assistant pastor, and working like that, you know, Pastor Tavis go all around, do all kinds of things. Anyway, that's what my calling, but I didn't know what it is, what I'm supposed to do. So anyway, let me pray. Father God, I come before you right now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you to speak through me by the power of the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit will come through me. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. I love the song that said that I am a child of God. Each and every one of us, we are the son and daughter of the Most High God. You are not a puny thing. We are the son and daughter of the Most High God. I don't care who you are, what you said, what color you are. We are all the same. We come from the same spirit, God the Father. Amen? Amen. So anyway, the call of, I'm going to cut it short to go to Cambodia. FCOP, F is for faith. I believe, and I walk in faith. I believe faith. I accept Jesus Christ. I don't know him. By faith, I believe that. I live by faith every day of my life since I know him. See, it's be creative. We need to be creative to do all kinds of things. God give our mind and thought, the hands and feet. We can do and walk and eat. We can create the thing. The devil tried to mean it harm about COVID. Why are we so fearful of that? We have to come beyond that. So, oh, is that we overcome. We will overcome all circumstances. Because the last chapter of the book, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Amen? We can overcome that. P, possibility. Everything possible, possibility. We will do that and have that. That's what there's a FCOP. Or we can say for children of promise. Or we can say Foursquare Church. So we can do all those things. Anyway, we have a small one in here and out there. Pastor Jim, I put it out there. Now, the calling of God is so different. Been through the year, our church in Woodstock just striving. In 12 years we pastored in there. And one day, they just come up and said, I think I've been called to the overseas. I said, what? I said, say what? I like my church. I like people. I know everybody. I've been baptized everybody. I teach Sunday school. I go to nursing home. I preach, I teach, I lay hand on people. I hear the voice of God. I really hear the voice of God. I don't think I can hear calling back to Asia. I said, I'm not going. No. I said, then he's sneaking out, go to California to meet Jim Toh. And he coming back and said, I really been called since college. I don't care. I didn't hear God say it to me. A calling. Okay. Whatever. Come through the year, almost December 1998. And really come to squeeze it in. They call him from the headquarters. You better sign up or else you can't go. He's 52. God forbid. I was 51. That time I said, who sent a missionary out like that? All right. So, I was so mad at him that Sunday. We the last Sunday coming, on Saturday, I have fight. We have really fight. Really, I'm going to divorce you. I said, I'm going to divorce you. I don't care. I said, I'm not going because I was there 30 years ago. All corruption, lying, cheating, stealing, whatever it is, name it under the sun. If I go there, it will be the same. I do not want to go. Do you understand that? I can hear the voice of the Lord. I didn't hear a thing. So we have a big honky fight. He went to bed, and he faced over that way. I faced this way. Guess what he said? Do you think they're going to hire the divorce missionary? Are you going to be a four-square pastor as a divorce? He said, I don't care. Who cares? You know, I kind of big shit say like that, excuse me. So, where's the family? I'm going to tell the truth. So I went to sleep about midnight. Holy Spirit won't leave me alone. I really said, you're tattletale. He woke me up. He said, go to your husband's dresser drawer, on the socks dresser drawer. Just put your hand on the top there. And I put my hand in there. I pull it out. It was love letter for me. Prior to that, when he was in Laos, when we met each other, we were engaged. He went to study rice research, that's why he's farming all. He asked God to have farm up when he go up there. I don't know, God's going to give him or not. Now he's farming in Cambodia for the kid. He wrote a letter to me from Philippines. He just only 6 months. He got first or second month, he wrote this. If I become a pastor or missionary, would you still marry me? Take me 3 months, my you not. So I'm going to fix this guy. Yeah. I'm going to fix him. So, yes, I would marry you if you become pastor or missionary. Sigh. I love you. Sigh. I don't know what the heck said. All the letters, there only one left. One left. I pour it out. I said, oh, God. Why did I throw it away? I was standing there. I was crying and laughing at the same time. And I said, what am I going to do? And the voice of the Lord, really, you have covenant with me because he have covenants with me. You are married. You are covenant. Two become one. Covenant with two come together. It's never been broken. Marriage shouldn't be broken. And I've been rebuked hard that night. I said, you have covenant with me. What are you going to do? I go wake him up. I said, honey, can you wake up? You want a divorce now? He said, no. I said, I'm going with you. He said, go to bed. He just go like that. He said like that. Get up in the morning. I dressed up before, you know. He woke up. I said, what's wrong with you? He didn't remember what I said. What's wrong with you? I said, I think I'm going with you. He said, what? You're not mad at me? He said, no, I don't think so. I think I'm going to go with you. I said, what changed? I said, I don't want to tell him. He said, what changed? He kept, I don't know. Why don't you just ask God? I'm kind of nasty. Ask God what he say. You find out. We have the same father. We said, same the Holy Spirit. I said, ask him. He said, please, please help me. So then I told him about that. I said, okay. So we went to tell the church that Sunday, and the church blessed us and to go. Now, to before we go, I have anxiety in a I'm going to tell you why I have anxiety. I just said, Ted was born Methodist. We went to Methodist church. He gets saved in the Baptist church, and he went to fill with the Holy Spirit. I think it's one of the church. So we've been all the church and the church of the church. And we hit the Foursquare church. Anyway, and it's really interesting. I would like to share this with you about our life, my life, about Matthew 6. And he really talked to me. God said, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. I was worried because a Methodist church, God bless a little heart, and I helped my mother-in-law to send the stuff to the missionary overseas. They never wash the clothes. They don't have a button. I came from the royal family. I wear jewelry and all of that, nice and pretty. I like to be pretty. I said, God, if you want me to be a missionary, you better not have anybody send me the clothes, dirty clothes, and I refuse to have that. I won't have it. I just said, God, you better help me out this thing. I said, he was laughing at me. Ted's laughing at me. What the heck are you talking about? I talked to the father, so who cares? He heard about what my complaining anyway. And he gave me the scripture. And he said, the verse 25, chapter 6 of Matthew said, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life. My life. He said, don't worry about that. I'll take care of it. What you will eat or drink. I know how they eat and drink over there. Or about your body. And you will what you will wear. That hurts. Is not life more important than food and the body more important than clothes? That is stuck into me. Until I went to Cambodia, we never thought gonna have an orphan ever. They sent us go over there to evangelize, to have a church, to build a church. So we were there about not even a month. That we just take the garbage out inside our house, and I get up in the morning. I heard the noise. The noise, I went out there and looked at. The kid was eating my garbage. I was floored. I heard the voice of the Lord said, about why you worry about your life, what about others' life? What about others? And the voice of the Lord come to me. That's why we take one life at a time. These kids need. So I just made up my mind. I said, God, if you feed me like this, and these kids eat my leftover, even overnight, and throw in a garbage, and a dog and a cat, and the children would eat it. So I certainly can become one to taking care of them. So God's softening my heart, and you know, the rest of that. And then I said, if I go, what can I do? I was asking God, what can I do? He said, I already give you this. And he said, look, go to Isaiah 61. And Isaiah 61 said, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on you, because the Lord has anointed you. That's what the Lord said. He anointed me, number one, to preach good news to the poor. So, number two. Number three, he has sent you to buy up the brokenhearted. Number four, to proclaim freedom for the captive. Number five, to release from darkness for prisoner, to proclaim the year of the Lord. I have done all of that. Ministering to the people, I didn't realize that. Cast out the demon, the demonic force, healing the sick, lay hand on the sick. We're teaching our people. I don't go out anymore now as much. I've been Pastor Ted, and I've been training pastor, leader, the youth. You young people, and doesn't matter how old you are, you certainly can teach and preach, and you've been anointed. Why? Because the New Testament, Acts chapter 10, verse 38 said, Jesus Christ of Nazareth himself has been anointed by the power of the Holy Spirit with him to go out to do the... I better quote this right. Because that's what he tells us to do. We have to do. You have to do. Not just to have fun, but just the anointing in us. We need to do that. Don't say, I don't have anointing. I don't know what God's calling me. God's calling you where you are at. You just serve faithfully. Acts chapter 10, 38 said, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God is with him. Because God is with him, he's been anointed by the power. If Jesus Christ is in us, we are certainly been anointed with power. In Matthew said, when Jesus come and send the Holy Spirit, we will be baptized with the power of Holy Spirit, with fire. The fire of God will burn all those things round about us that the demonic force cannot stand. Do you think it's in America don't have a demon? All kinds of demon. We cast it out. Bind them up. Witchcraft. I went to Vermont early last week. I flew from Cambodia, then go directly to Vermont. Out of Vermont, go to New Hampshire. Man, I didn't realize it was witchcraft over there. I was praying. God, I almost killed Ted in my dream in fighting with a demon. I just beat the crap out of him in the bed. He said, what's wrong with you? I said, I'm chopped off the devil, the snake head. And the last night, I saw the person in the cage, and I poured the milk over. The Lord told me there's a white witchcraft. Okay, to put a curse on it. So I went over there. I didn't say anything. When the people come to the church and they start ministering, and that young girl came in, the hair just poofy out, and they said, something in my head talking to me. And I look at her. So the Lord said, you need to baptize her again. Cast that out. There's a curse. They put a curse on her, the witch. Lots of witchcraft over there. So I didn't sleep 2-3 nights and been interceding for that place. So every one of us sitting in here been anointed by God. Don't tell me, God, I don't know where my calling is. You are called where you're at. Bloom where you planted. Do it successful. God will move you up. It doesn't matter where you are. Would you clean the toilet? You think as a God see you? God give the promotion to people clean the toilet or teaching the Sunday school. Gonna go when they go home to Jesus. They will be in the front row. I probably be behind because I'm not that great either. So I mean serving. You can serve God in any capacity. You don't need to be people just say, oh, how good you are. You are great, all of that. He asked him who supposed to be to lift you up. That's, we have to serve our God that way. Anyway, then my anxiety and God take it away. And I went to Cambodia. I'll do all these things. And it's heavy on me, and very heavy. I didn't realize that first 2 years I didn't do anything. Tits were doing all the go all around the country, and one day I just look at the land deed. We can build a church. I flip it over. When you have a stamp with a red stamp, it's supposed the ink had to be bleed out on this side. I look at, it's not bleeding. This is a copy. It's not right. So I talked to my, I was training two pastors to become a general supervisor. And can you read it for me? Because I don't know how to read and write in Khmer. I'll tell you about, I don't know how to read and write, but the language or similarity in Laos, I can speak Lao and Thai fluently. But about Cambodian, the upside down, the letter, I can read it, but it doesn't mean anything. It didn't come together. I was crying. Ted can read and write. I can't do a thing. I'm all confused in here. I go to God and said, what's going on? I said, I'm not stupid. I can read English, something wrong. I can speak Chinese, can speak other language in French and all that. What's wrong with me? I said, shut up. He told me, I want you to listen. I don't want you to read and write. You listen and speak. I can do that. How am I going to do that? You find out. So I have the Khmer teacher came and she said, would you like to go to market? Oh, sure. She laughing. She know where we going. So that time, $5 a lot. So I would ask, what is this? And what is that? How much? Then how to bargain? Order. It clicked. I can do 99%. So Khmer, no problem. I speak Khmer. And so I talked to Pastor Ted. I said, they're going to cheat you. And he did go and talk to the guy who, our president. I suppose my wife and his sister-in-law said, they want to steal everything from the organization. So if you would give me your two car and your two church you've been just built and the money, then we would separate completely. We give, I don't know how much, $75,000 and two cars, so we start walking again. So God had bring somebody in. So I start working. God said, I give you 5 years. You better start building the church. I will tell you where it is. God, give me, you are, wherever you go, your foot stand on it. You proclaim the church. You will build a church for me. You build it, they will come. It did, sure enough, when we build it, they come, all the church people coming in from all over the places. So we did that. The Lord had blessed it, and the anointing, wherever we go, the anointing of God is going with us. When you go, he go. He's not going first. We go first. We start proceeding. God will do it, the rest. The Holy Spirit will tell you what's going on. So I'm going to skip all of that. I'm going to speak to you about the word and authority. Covenant, we have faith covenant. Now we speak the word. We are serving him, what he can do for us. Some of you think God cannot use you. You don't have enough faith. Yes, you are. You have to believe. Faith and believing come together. You don't believe that you don't have faith. You got to have faith in him. You need to believe that God can do through you. I cannot heal the fly, have a headache. Without him, I have to ask him, use me, God. I will trust in you. You will heal that. Speak the word and with the authority. Just like a centurion. Just send the word. My servant shall be healed. He spoke the word. Your servant is healed right now. That's it. As simple as that. Faith. We're talking about covenant. We're talking about faith. Doing his will. In America, I saw the people rush around that are serving each other. That's you're doing something good. And you hand out some food for the other people. The church open door, I understand. Is that right? So you open door for the people coming and going, get some food they need it. You shall have it. So, word. Word come out of our mouth is life and death. I've been there. I can tell you, I'm going to Shut this up, my life story. The word come out of our mouth is powerful. When Ted was in here in America, he farmed 6,000 acres. And he wanted to farm some more. We raise pigs, 7,000 hogs a year. All do the breeding. We have a nurse, we have a vet, we have everything better than my house. Have air conditioner. My house don't even have that. So anyway, he went to rent another 1,000 acres to raise wheat in Wisconsin. I was so mad. I was mad. I said, I curse that farm. Go broke. I did. You know what happened? In Wisconsin, never farmed that place, never farmed before. Ted went over there, farm. The wheat grow beautiful, ready to harvest. I wrote a check, bought a combine for him, four combine, John Deere, New Holland, International, and Case. All ready for them. Right, go to the farm, push seed to do that. Rain 30 day, wheat become wheat. And he knows, he said, he come home, you cursed the farm, did you? I said, I did. So we hold our hand and on our knees, said, from this day forward, we will serve the Lord. We were tiger, a go-getter. Whoop, you have a hole in here. I think it's just for the sow or whatever. Anyway, the word come out of our mouth so powerful. In a proverb, said this, life and death, women, we speak out of our tongue. We can speak life and the light and the healing to our body, or we can curse our anything will happen. Don't have to be pastor to do that. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you speak of. You speak life to the thing. I see the new life in here. The next generation, the third generation, I believe, is going to grow. You have the part of that to raise those kids, to know the gospel, to know that Jesus Christ needs to be born again, filled with the Holy Ghost, tongue talker. That's what God wants us to do. If you don't have the Holy Spirit in you, you don't have any insight. What do you think Jesus went up to the hill praying by himself? He pray in the spirit. He don't pray his own language. If he do that, the devil know it, and everybody knows it, and it's goner. That's why he go up there by himself. He need a plan from his father what I should be doing. That's why he coming down. The man said, your disciple cannot heal, cannot cast out this devil. He just said, they don't need to be fast and praying. He just come down from praying, just cast the demon out. That's all that happened. Pray. Pray in the spirit. I would like to speak to you. Your church have all kinds of people, all the many generations in here. We need to be ready to pass the baton to the younger one, train them, and teach them. I know you shouldn't tell me you had a cancer, you attacked with cancer. Is there more people in here being attacked with a cancer? Some of you in here say, I'm not worthy to be used. Stop saying that. The Lord said to rise up where you're at and do it. Need to be done. The anointing would break the yoke. The anointing. I'd like to ask, how many of you haven't been filled with the Holy Spirit? Can you raise your hand? You're all tongue talkers, is that right? I didn't hear you. You've all been filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you practiced, lay hand on the sick? Cast out the devil? Just this side? How about this side? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? You're a tongue talker? Wow. That's awesome. But how come I can hear some of you said, I've not been used by God? I need to be used by God. I need to hear, to know my calling. If that person have that problem, the calling, you want to know the calling of God, please, coming up here. I can lay a hand on you. You will know exactly what it is. So don't need to be 40 or 50. Can be 80, 90. Can be used of God. It's no problem. Any color. Yellow, purple, orange, God used the same. For this purpose, the Son of God come here. What do you think Jesus come here for? For you to buy life insurance, you can go to heaven? Tell me. What do you think? Did we sing the song too today? What do you think Jesus coming down here for? Can anybody answer? That's good to save us from not go to nowhere. That's that the hell is for the angel, the fallen angels, not for us. By all means, don't think you're going to go to hell. You're not. The people need to come into the kingdom of God. I couldn't find a Peter, John. 1 John chapter 3. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. He wants us to destroy the devil's work because Jesus is in us. Whatever we need, our equipment, he gave the promise of John 14:15 chapter. He gave us that promise. The counselor, the Holy Spirit will lead us and guide us and tell us all the truth. Who has what? Then he will tell you that we use the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, cast out that dang thing. Don't let it be in your house. Cast them out. For this reason, the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. The devil's work every day want to destroy our life, our family, our children, the drug, alcohol, all that. Male, God created male and female in the garden. Perfectly in unity, the covenant. Not Adam and Steve. Adam and Eve. Amen. I refuse. I'm not hating lesbian. I'm not hating whatever you call the name, whatever it is, the 60, 70 name. Bring them into the kingdom of God. Don't cast them out because they've been attacked by the devil. The devil take into their mind, to their thought. We do know the word of God. We need to bring those children into the kingdom of God. The devil hates it. You know why? Because the seed comes out from the woman's womb. Right from the Genesis. We never been cursed. God cursed the serpent. That's the devil. That's why we have to take that back. It's our turn to take it back. Not just in a church, all over the place, wherever you go, grocery store, whatever it is. Just pray. But God can use you when you go out. Talk to them. You can see in the spirit somebody get hurt or something. May I pray for you? They never turn down. I have encountered so many times. I just, can I pray with you? That's it. Jesus heal you. Jesus love you. And they kind of shocked sometimes. Oh, okay. So faith come by the hearing, hearing by the word of God. Read the word of God out loud so that you can hear his word. The word come alive in you when you pray in the spirit. If you pray in a spirit, you don't have to be a pray in tongue in a church. You charge it up at home 2-3 hours. It doesn't matter if you're cooking, cleaning, or sleeping with your husband. One time the youth asking me, "Mom, when you have, you know, what with Pa, you know, Pastor Ted, you think Jesus there?" Of course he is. He's in us. He created. He wants that enjoyment, husband and wife. What do you think? They said, "Oh." They kind of shy. "Ooh, I better be good." It doesn't matter, I said. He created for us to enjoy each other. Not that man's going to be pregnant and whatever it is, a Chinese invaded. Coming in, we need to get our children be strong. Teach them the word of God. Be strong. They're teaching in the school. It's crazy. Amen? Let's give God the glory. Hallelujah. God is good. Pray for Cambodia because the media, all of that, catching into, they become crazy. Following all the Facebook, whatever, TikTok, whatever it is, I don't know, whatever it is. I'm a dinosaur. This is the fourth one already. So I believe pretty soon the kids will know how to read and write by themselves, the book. They will rely on somebody technology. We forgot to use our critical mind. We forgot how to use our mind, our thought, our thinking, our creativity. We need to be creative. If America lost create something, do creation, the something like our forefather did, light bulb, whatever. So we know how to do it. But we rely on the technology from overseas, everything overseas, clothes overseas, everything, nuts and bolts, everything overseas. We send it to them. We say we feel sorry for them. Now they take control over Chinese running the world right now. Our country run by Chinese because the president is not president. He's been bought and paid for by Chinese. Pray. The right president to sit on the White House and run the country is supposed to be. Because all of this, the demonic force try to run the whole country, to run us, to run the church. Cambodian church haven't been open, but we open ourselves. So be it. You want to jail me? Go for it. I'm president of a Foursquare church, the whole country. And I'm president of an NGO, so prayer for me is a heavy duty because we run the license right now and cost me about, I just gave it to them, about $17,000. They still finish up when I get back to sign the paper. We have to pay. We have to pay for the license, renew every 2 years. So the Lord had been blessing us and through all of you, through all our brothers, sisters in Christ who've been funding and helping. So we have one church came up to me, "You're going to go to hell, pastor." I said, "I'm not going to hell." "Why am I going to hell?" "Because you pay." "I, but I didn't take the bribe. I paid the bribe." "You know why I pay? Because I want to have a church. My church is going to be open. I don't care. I'll pay the license. So I'm not going to take the money from the government. Government didn't take the money from me, so be it. So I'm going to open the church. I'm going to have the word of God all over the place. I'm not afraid of you to tell me that." And I mean, face to face, I have lots of missionary. I've been attacked all over. I said, "It doesn't matter. I just know I'm a daughter of the Most High God. I'm not afraid of you." Amen? So that's all I have. Sharon, come on up here. I want to pray for my dear friend.
this morning, you've heard a unique message, a unique word. And it's not the normal Sunday that you run into, but it's the same Spirit of God. And here's what I want to do. Maybe you're here today and you would like to be prayed for. There's something that the Lord wants to do in your heart and in your life. We're going to create that opportunity, but for those that need to get going, we're going to go ahead and dismiss. I want to ask, would you all stand with me as we get ready to do that? And I want to pray over you. And even while she's praying, I want to specifically pray for FCOP that the work would continue to move on. So would you just join me as we pray for them and say, Father God, I ask that your very Spirit would come, Lord, and increase their faith. That, Lord God, you would give them favor in every arena, from spiritual to political to whatever goes on in their environment. Lord, that you would increase their faith. And that, Lord God, you would give them a creativity that goes beyond the human mind. And Lord God, you give them new, fresh ideas, ways that they can get the word of God out. Lord, even as they've stated in their very own name, Lord, that you would cause them to be an overcomer. That, Lord God, they would have an influence that they've never seen before, and that you would continue to pour out your Spirit. Give them that favor in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we declare that all things are possible with you. And so, Lord, we're declaring those possibilities are not just that, possibilities, but they are truths that will come in their ministry and in their environment. So, Father, we thank you for this day. We receive that word and ask that in Jesus' name.